It is time for our Tibbetts Talk at a fun event coming up for Tibbetts toward the tail end of summer theater, but it's not necessarily summer theater oriented, but it's a fun event they call the first annual Golf Partee, P-A-R-T-E-E, fundraiser. Sarah Zimmer, the Special Events Development Director for Tibbetts, in the studio with us, along with Dylan Foster, who's on the committee putting this together. Not your traditional golf tournament, but there's golf associated with it, right, Sarah?
There is golf associated with it, yes. But we actually wanted to kind of make this a larger event, include more of the community, and really have a party. Mm-hmm. More than anything else. And so there's golf, but it is going to be night golf with glow-in-the-dark objects. It'll be fun.
Yeah. Now, Dylan, you're a golfer, right?
That's correct.
Okay. So are you looking for the challenge of that, nighttime golf?
Yeah, I am looking forward to the challenge, and I'm also looking forward to this event being a little different than most scrambles that are hosted in our area. And I think a lot of the golfing community has already expressed a lot of interest and excitement in a night golf event.
Yeah. Well, it starts at 7 o'clock, so it'll still be a little bit light when you first go out there. So I don't think they won't need night vision goggles, probably, will they?
Likely not.
Are there optional? Those are optional, right?
We'll consider it.
I can see the little miner's hats with the lights on the top, you know, that kind of thing. So what's actually going to be, so you got the golf tournament, then what else is happening within that, Sarah?
Well, we're actually offering two different tickets this year. So we're offering a golf ticket, and we're offering a dinner and entertainment ticket for those that don't golf, like myself. And for us, we would have a hog roast dinner. We've got live music. We've got door prizes, raffles. We're going to have games set up everywhere. So even if you're not a golfer, you can still do putting contests and different little kind of activity games that we'll have set up and around.
Okay, fun stuff. And people can even sponsor tables and be a part of that too,
yes,
as far as the event. And part of that comes about because there's just great community support, Dylan. I mean, the businesses in the community come out each and every year for a lot of organizations, but especially for Tibbetts events.
I agree 100%. It's amazing and how much community support I do see by being a member of this committee in terms of our sponsorship opportunities and how quickly those do fill up.
Yeah. Sarah, who are some of your early sponsors you've got so far?
Oh, well, we have, for a large raffle, we've got the Foundation Golf Center. We have Bobelia Dodge Jeep Ram that's going to be sponsoring the Hog Roast, along with Studio 17 Salon and Spa in Quincy. Music, we've got Branch County Abstract Title. We have Quality Springs Toga, J.R. Colbeck Attorney. Scoreboard, we have Adult and Pediatric Dental Care. Games, those games that I was talking about, Dean Insurance, Cameron Memorial Hospital, and Coldwater Community Health Center, as well as we have a great snack station that's going to be set up by Century Bank, and we have Culligan sponsoring our water hole.
Okay, so if someone still wants to get a team in, can they still get a team into the field yet?
Yes, they can.
Few spots left,
sure.
Okay. All right, what's the best way they can do that?
They can contact me at Tibbetts Opera House. Either that, or we're in the process of setting up online registration. It's so close. By next week, I'm hoping that this thing, people will be able to actually register and pay all online.
Okay, so not only for the golf tournament, but also for the event itself.
Yeah,
then, so.
Yep.
Okay, all right. Well, this sounds like a lot of fun. Again, I don't know if we told people today, it's Friday, August 7th, 7 o'clock at the Golf Club of Coldwater, right? And mm-hmm. That's where that'll be for the events, again, for golfers and for non-golfers too, which is kind of a neat feel, Dylan, to get more people involved in it.
Absolutely. And the games that Sarah was talking about, they're not even geared towards golfers at all. I mean, we're going to have a cornhole game and just some fun putting games to try to win some money. And the three bands that we're hoping to have for the live music entertainment should be attractive to everybody that'll come out.
Okay. Thanks for coming in, guys. Appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you.
Dylan Foster, who's on the committee, and Sarah Zimmer, who's the Special Events Development Director for the Tibbetts, and the first annual Golf Partee fundraiser for the Tibbetts on Friday, August 7th at the Coldwater Golf Course on this edition of our Tibbetts Talk.